This video podcast was produced by PDST Technology in Education as part of its Skolnet German.ie initiative. Simon Green from Challenging Ideas talks teachers through how they can incorporate his creative activity, creative storytelling, Das Dorf, into their classrooms. This resource is focused on the target language of German and links to Strand 1, Communicative Competence, Element, Writing, in the Junior Cycle Modern Foreign Language Specification.
This resource comprises a series of slides to stimulate students to create a story of their own. Together with the teacher, they invent a location, a series of characters, and finally a storyline of their own. The sole reality of the classroom is the classroom. Jean-Marc Carré. The fundamental point about this approach is that it moves the learner from a passive role to an active one, and the teacher from a source of knowledge to an accomplice in learning. Traditional role plays leave little room for maneuver and are fixed by the demands of situation or context. They can lead to a sequence of short, autonomous dialogues with little room for progression or individuality. Das Dorf provides a progressive construction of reality where the world is reinvented according to the disposition of the learner, with the teacher providing for assisted performance. While role play provides an illusion of reality, Das Dorf provides the reality of illusion. Within a space-time continuum, teachers and learners together invent a decor or a location, invent a cast of people, a list of characters, invent events or a soap. Provide each student with a blank grid, as here. Each student is then invited to give a number and a letter and a color. For example, Fred says B1, blau. Sally says E1, grün. Eva says G6, schwarz. Color them in as on the grid, without explaining at this stage what you're doing. When you've completed about a dozen of these colors, then show the slide Das Dorf and explain that we are creating a soap based around a village. Then we invent a list of characters. Hold on a minute. No, I've gone. I've realized now I have, yes. First, create together in groups or individuals the geography and ecology, building up a pattern on the grid, as in the colors, that slowly reveals the reality. There is a river. There is a lake. There is a school. Add various features, noises, roads, trees, the weather, the time. Then add people and characters. Give them names and jobs and family connections. He is short. She is tall. They are brothers. Mary is 36. She is a doctor. He is unemployed. Peter is in uniform. Create a biography and a life for each character. Keep a dossier on each in a file index. Add new characters. Build up personal information, looks, interests, hobbies. Each student takes on the role of one character. And then you lead to the events, like a soap. Start up a storyline. One day, someone goes missing. Someone else loses a watch. A dog turns up. Invent micro-events. There is an accident. A stranger appears. They find an old map. There is no hierarchy of events. There can be chance meetings, noises, and unexpected happenings. The dynamics of the situation create the story of which the learners themselves have the ownership.
The activities used in this podcast can be found on German.ie and Skolnet. A link to the actual resource being spoken about is given here.